elders and churches that they planted. And so Paul to the Corinthian church wrote, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" I'm going to ask June to ask the blessing on the bread.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you because of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We can come to you not because of our works, but because of your grace. We thank you for your gift of salvation. And we thank you also for your life, for your body broken for us. I pray, Lord, continue to prepare our hearts, prepare our life, not only to receive this bread, to remember your sacrifice, but also continue to help us to live for you. Again, we thank you for all of this. This is our prayer in your name. Amen.
Is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Come to the altar.
Broken body of Christ for us. took the shedding of blood and the giving of life to pay the penalty for us, for our sin, for our idolatry. And so Paul says, in the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And then he goes on to say, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes, until he returns for those who are his own." So I'm going to ask Matthew to ask the blessing on the cup.
Lord Jesus, I know we are unworthy and sinful and broken to come before you, to be part of your family, but I thank you, Jesus, that your sacrifice and the shedding of your blood washes us clean. I ask a blessing on this cup. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a Savior! Isn't he wonderful? As you wait for the crown, tell the world of the treasure you found.
Let's remember the shed blood of Christ together. Great news is that Christ is not dead any longer, that he rose again, that this was not where it ended, that he came back to life, and that one day, as this passage says, he will return for those who are his own. What a great day that will be when we get to spend eternity with him. you need prayer this morning, struggling with what we've talked about this morning, or maybe you found yourself in that pattern of sin and law, guilt and shame, I believe Linda's coming up front to pray with you. You can grab one of these elders, and they'd be happy to pray with you as well. And so feel free to take advantage of that this morning. Let's just close our time in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this remembrance of how great a God you are, that you would send your Son to take the penalty for our sins and die on the cross for us. I thank you that we can come and celebrate that we can come and lift our voices and our hearts to you, that you have not left us in our sin, but you have given us new life in Jesus Christ and your Spirit to change us and transform us. I pray that that might be true in each of our hearts, that we might each know you and have put our faith in Jesus Christ. I pray that you will continue to move in our hearts in whatever way you need this week to transform us to be like Christ, and that you might use us to show that truth, to live that truth and that love to other people around us. Father, lead us from this place by your Spirit for your glory. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Strings are great all you need. can overlay the keys with the strings as well, right? No.
I don't know if there's a dual function.
That'd be nice to have too.
Yeah, there's again keyboards that have where you can play like multiple sounds at once. So. Yeah, no, I don't. If this one has a way to do it, I haven't figured it out.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty variable, is it?
Yeah.
That's a
keyboard. That's good.
Yeah. No, it's yeah, so good to have people in.
Absolutely. Yeah, and one of these days I should invest in my own keyboard, but while I'm living in my aunt's place and all that, it's like, where would I even put it? Like,
yeah, no kidding. We got one off of Kijiji for $400, I think.
Yeah,
Yamaha DGX 640, I think. And so it's got a pile of bells and whistles on it.
Yeah.
It's not a synth per se, like it's got all your it's a MIDI synth, I guess.
Yeah.
But we really like it. It's got the weighted keys and everything.
Exactly.
Okay,
so you're trying to get the